Joining us from Koriyama, Japan, correspondent Steve Herman. Steve, good morning.
Good Thursday morning from Fukushima Prefecture.
What is the latest with the nuclear reactors now?
Well, in the past few minutes, we have seen something unprecedented and very dramatic. We have Chinook helicopters of the Japan Self-Defense Forces that are trying to drop water on the number 3 and number 4 reactors at the Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant. They were not allowed to do this yesterday because the radiation levels were deemed too high, but beginning at 9:48 a.m. Thursday morning here, they began dropping a total of 7.5 tons of water on these two crippled reactors, which have been spewing radiation into the atmosphere. Now, whether it's been effective, we don't know. We're able to monitor this from a distance. The closest that people are allowed that are not working at the plant is 30 kilometers away. So there are news helicopters from the NHK network on the ground and in the air about 30 kilometers away. And there's also a police helicopter hovering around the site monitoring the radiation levels, which will determine whether there will be more drops today, presumably. But the problem is that for the crews of these helicopters, when they go into this area, which is now considered to have hazardous radiation levels, they can only take a certain amount of a dosage. So presumably they'd have to change helicopters or crews to go back in and do this again.
Once they start doing this, Steve, what happens? They have to continue doing it to keep water going in?
The cooling ponds where the spent fuel rods are, they need to be able to cover them up with water to try to get them to cool down. This does seem like a desperate measure. And also there is the concern about the actual reactors themselves. And there's some concern about whether containment vessels have been damaged. And we have exposed fuel rods, which may be responsible for causing this. And there have been explosions, of course, earlier at the reactor number 1, reactor number 3. Reactor number 4 was out of service when the earthquake and tsunami hit. But the spent fuel rods there are definitely exposed, and there are concerns about uranium and cesium-137 getting into the atmosphere. So a very fluid situation here, very dangerous, a very risky mission being undertaken by the Japan Self-Defense Forces. The Chief Cabinet Secretary of the Japanese government yesterday said they were considering the help of the U.S. military to try to get their hands around this critical problem.
Dropping this water into these, are they also dropping water into that number 4 where the explosion pool?
We've had 4 drops so far, and it appears that one of the drops was directed on the cooling pond for the spent fuel rods at Reactor 4.
So it'll be a while before we know whether this is working.
Yeah, we're also now being told, this is new information, that the Japan Self-Defense Forces is moving in 11 sort of fire trucks with high-pressure hoses to the site. That's according to information from the NHK network. So there are apparently also going to be some attempts from the ground to do this, although, again, there is the question of just how long these soldiers can be on the site without being exposed to unacceptable levels of radiation.
Other than the nuclear reactor situation, the tsunami and earthquake has left devastation everywhere.
Yeah, that's not enough, right?
Right. Is there anything going on with that? Is there any more rescue people? What's happening with it? It seems like that's getting obscured by the nuclear situation.
Well, the situation with the search and rescue mission that's been going on through most of this region for a number of days now is pretty grim. We're just not hearing about anybody else being pulled alive from rubble. One problem is there's just so many places that need to be searched. There's been surveys done from the air. These places are very difficult to reach on the ground. And there's been a handful of survivors that have been pulled from the rubble. The tsunami was so destructive that the areas that were hit, a lot of communities were just washed out to sea. And what they've been finding are thousands of bodies. And right now, the dead and missing toll is about 13,000, and there's little hope that a significant number of those deemed as missing are going to be found alive.
Well, I'm going to leave it there, Steve. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. You had the latest information for us today for certain. You take care of yourself and stay out of the radiation.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. That is VOA correspondent Steve Herman, stationed in Seoul, who went to Japan as soon as he heard of the situation there. He had lived in Japan for many years before.